Hello and welcome to Tiny Trust Notes, Notes on Intuitive Living with me, Julia Mazzola. I'm a life coach helping people connect to their intuition and build self-trust so that they can stop wasting time overthinking and start actually being in their life.
I'm sharing some brain-breaking ideas today, so bear with me, be open, be gentle, and let's go. You are always intuitive, and you are never 100% running from intuition. Expecting to run 100% from intuition is a pipe dream. It is close to impossible. It sounds nice, but the reality is that we are human, living in a human world with human needs and human experiences. Even when you are aligned to your intuition and can sense into it easily and listen from this place, I guarantee that you will feel upset, angry, frustrated, disappointed, jealous, etc. This is not a bad thing. What changes is that you will begin to notice what is yours to be with and what is not yours to be with. An example. You share a piece of artwork that was inspired from your heart. You post it on Instagram. No one comments. You get one like. It feels like it is lost to the void. You are upset. You are disappointed. You wanted your art to have an impact. Those are normal human things. Those are yours to be with, to honor and acknowledge and tend to. Then you say to yourself, this means I'm not a good artist. This means I shouldn't create. This means this piece of art is actually shit. And your thoughts contort into making you wrong. This is not yours to be with. This is the shame, the societal conditioning that dictates our measure of success outside of us versus internal growth. This is the fear and shame that is not yours to carry, my dear magical one. This is where intuition and self-trust comes in. It does not magic away our hurt or our wanting. It allows us to see clearly where our hurt is in service of our dreams, what is worth being with, what is part of the human experience as we create soul work and share it with the world. What is part of the path to mastery? That part that is yours to be with does hurt and it sucks, but it's also what cleanly processes. It is a forest fire that creates fertile soil, a cleansing rain that nourishes the seeds. It is autumn leaves falling to make room for new growth. It is the foundational crumbling that is required to build something new, closer to your vision. And as you open to all that is yours to be with, so does it create an open channel for joy, for contentment, for satisfaction, for creativity, for laughter, for peace, for soul growth. This is why self-trust is crucial, because it creates the courage in you to sit with reality and the present moment and take from it all that it offers to you, knowing that you can move through it over and over again. Knowing that you are devotional to your craft and vision in a way that serves the life you want. And if you're ready to live from this space, let's do it together, with support, side by side. You can book a free consult to discuss working together and what that could look like for you, your craft, and your vision. I can't wait to hear from you.
So, if you want more ideas on building self-trust coming directly to your inbox, then sign up to my mailing list at juliemazzola.com to invite even more magic into your life. I'll see you there on the forest path.